Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
I also have a flag that I fly, but since I came all the way from Goldsboro, I didn't fly it to mess it up.
You came from Goldsboro for this event?
I did, yes, sir. I was at work, saw a text, and we dropped everything, and now we're here. Yeah, we
fancy like Applebee's. By the way, all this went down at Applebee's at Triangle Town Center. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.
Random. It's so random that it happened at an Applebee's. You know, the fact that it's at an Applebee's and not Tally Student Center, like, to me, that's just the funny part.
Champions eat Bourbon Street skillets. Yes.
That's true.
Fancy like champions. Applebee's on a Tuesday with the DJs. It was on another level. The two main reasons why, because DJ Horn and DJ Burns showed up to this Applebee's last night to sign autographs. The tricky part in all of this for fans, it's Final Four week. They're the most popular basketball players in America, and they only had a one-hour signing last night at this Applebee's, at this just regular-sized restaurant, and there was, at minimum, I would say, 500 people in line.
So what happens when they're there for an hour and the line is 5 hours long? Did they just leave and everybody was like, well, yeah, I guess we can get to-go wings?
I didn't stay until the end, but I did see that they stayed after 7. How long after 7, I do not know. But I did see some commentary about, you know, oh, we didn't get our autographs and that type of thing. And I'm like, well, what are we supposed to do? It's Final Four week. They're the most popular basketball players in America right now. Yeah. And the signing was over an hour. And also you have grown men bringing 4 basketballs to this, which is a whole other conversation.
I feel bad for those who came in from Goldsboro or from like 2 hours away to get I feel bad that didn't get to meet them.
Well, part of it too is like, I think you realize it's going to be busy. I just don't think you realize how busy it's going to be until you get there. I was even shocked last night. Either way, I met a lot of fans. It's been so fun talking to fans over the last couple weeks who have been a part of this moment or wanting this moment for decades. One of those guys is Robbie. He's also thanking the new bedding that we have over the last couple weeks to help him afford some of these trips.
Hey.
Here's Rob.
How long have you been waiting here right now, sir?
Since 2 o'clock, almost 4 hours.
Well, I was about to say, this doesn't even start until 6. It's like 5:41 right now. They're not even here until like 19 minutes, and we've been here since 2?
Absolutely. It's history. I was 8 years old in 83, and this is like the best thing that's ever happened.
Right. It doesn't come around very often. You got to make it to this moment. Did you guys make it to the Bell Tower last weekend or anytime soon?
No, we went to Dallas and we watched the Final 8 or the Elite 8 there.
So you were in Dallas over the weekend?
We were there for the Sunday game.
So you were there for when they made it to the Final Four?
Yes.
And now you're at Applebee's 2 days later.
That's right.
Could you please just step it up a little bit and be more of a legitimate fan?
We're already booked for Phoenix.
Okay.
So how about
that? I was about to say. Yeah, we're not even looking at the bank account anymore, right?
Not after FanDuel's and DraftKings. We're doing okay. Moneyline NC State. That's the way to go.
Yeah. It must have been working out for him over the last couple weeks. He's like, yeah, I was in Dallas last weekend. I'm going to Glendale, Arizona this next weekend. I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
I thought about that a lot because sports gambling, I like it a lot. And I think like with sports gambling just being legalized, all of the NC State fans who threw out the homer pick with their bonus bets. That's free money. I'll bet on NC State to the Final Four. Or
why
not? To win this game. And they were long odds, like pretty much every game. The amount of money that those NC Staters must have gotten, awesome.
Either way, so fun to meet so many of you last night. I have to say, some of the stares I got when I walked in, because I don't look like random WRL person who has the camera guy right next to him. I'm just a regular fan with my NC State shirt on, cutting the entire line. Sent me to say, hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm just here to take pictures and get video. But it was funny.
No, you're just
in.
A guy with an iPhone.
I'm surprised you didn't get pegged in the back of the head with a basketball.
Right, with one of those
basketballs.
I'm
really shocked that didn't happen.
With one of those basketballs, the grown man was getting signed, of course, for his nieces and nephews.
Sure.
And
no. He's going to sell them.
Definitely not eBay.
He's going to sell them.
Either way, you might have had to wait in line forever. The fun thing in all this is just the excitement and energy. People are showing up like that on a Tuesday to Applebee's. It's pretty incredible. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.